The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 100. The SS Stadzon rolled out of Borobo Harbor the very next morning, making for the Azores. Ever since I was in junior high, or middle school as it is now called, I've been hearing about the Azores. But I had never been there, so I was a little excited. This excitement was tempered not only by my overwhelming desire to return home as quickly as possible, but also by the unpleasantness of my new job. Obviously, I have no idea if you have ever worked as a cook's helper or scullion on a freighter. But if you have not, let me tell you, this is not a job for the delicate or unenergetic. The cook was a great bear of a man called Stosh, but who probably should have been named Simon Legree. Stosh had very definite ideas about how a kitchen should be run, and most of these ideas called for a slavish obedience and unrelenting work ethic from his staff. That is to say, me. I was expected to do all the menial jobs in the kitchen whilst he supervised and occasionally stirred things. It was a real grind. My day started at 4 a.m., as I had to get up and prepare all the food for the crew's breakfast, which began at 5:30 a.m. After breakfast, I cleaned the breakfast dishes and the kitchen, and began preparing for lunch. After lunch, I cleaned the lunch dishes and the kitchen, and began preparing for supper. After supper, I cleaned the, you guessed it, supper dishes and kitchen, and then I fell into my bunk and slept. My bunk was essentially a fold-out shelf that was about 3 inches wider than my body when I lay on my side, and 3 inches narrower than my body when I lay on my back. It was also about 3 inches shorter than my height. The mattress was, near as I could figure, made of a single sheet of styrofoam, such as you might find in a padded envelope if you are wont to mail CDs and things. Despite the obvious discomfort of this arrangement, I slept as if dead for 7 hours every night. That is how tired I was. As far as being at sea goes, I had no idea. I did not see any sea the entire trip from Borobo to the Azores. I spent all my time sleeping or working in the kitchen, and never ventured out on the deck. The only reason I knew we were still at sea was the slight but constant rolling of the floor beneath my feet. Honestly, after the first day, I never even noticed that. This was really the only positive thing about the trip. I had been somewhat worried about seasickness. I thought the rolling of the waves might leave me green around the gills, but it was not a problem at all. I thought to myself that perhaps I was a natural sailor, and that the sea itself held no unpleasant surprises for me. I couldn't have been more wrong.